Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Well, it's another morning on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and it is time for Pebbles of Truth. So open up your spirit to what the Lord would have for us today. Now, if you are not listening online or on your cell phone, take your cell phone and switch it off, so that you'll be free of this weight that would easily beset us and prevent the Holy Spirit from speaking to your heart. Who knows, by doing so, He may speak to you about the plans that God has for you in 2023. Okay, back to the four warnings from the book of Colossians. Now, this week we will continue today with that third warning from Paul. And that is, let no man judge you according to the law, which is taken from Colossians 2:16 and 17. Now, listen very closely here, my friend. You know, there is a huge difference between making judgment and passing judgment. Let me say that again. There is a huge difference between making a judgment and passing a judgment. And most Christians and some believers I know do not make a judgment about ungodly things in their lives and in other lives for fear of making a mistake and getting people mad and upset at them. But my friend, I have learned a long time ago, it is better to anger people than have God unhappy and angry with me. Wow. Paul told the good folks at the church in Galatia, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I speak to please men? For if I yet please men, I shall not be a servant of Christ." Now the word please here is number Greek 3982, or to agree with, to make friends, to obey, to persuade, and to yield to. My friend, if you really want to walk with the Lord, you will find you will have a choice often in your life to either choose what God wants for you or what man wants for you. Seldom are they the same. And make no mistake, my friend, loneliness and separation often are two rewards true men and women receive from God. You know, you cannot run. You cannot run with the world and with God. No, you can't. And if the world, even the Christian world out there, with all the stuff out there in the Christian world, is running after you, you can just bet that God is not. Now, the Bible teaches that obedience in the Christian life is the outcome of faith, the outcome of Christ in us. Legalism, however, teaches us that our relationship with Christ is the outcome of obedience. Here we see again that wonderful truth that the definition of Christianity is Christ in us. And it is not whether we keep this or that law, or whether we believe this thing or that thing. Now, I'm not saying that a Christian would not obey God or believe the truth. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Paul is saying, though, that it is possible to keep tons of rules and principles and laws, but to be living entirely in the shadows. The real question is whether Christ is in us and whether Christ is becoming the Lord of our life. If we want to be a Christian, and most definitely a believer, we must understand this truth very, very well. And that is, once I replace the reality of Christ in me with the shadow of things to come, I will be in the dark. And yet, Christians, and even some believers I know, by the millions are taught that doing things this way or that way is what Christianity is all about. But no, it's not. It's not about perfect attendance at a church, or paying our tithes, cutting the grass, our names on the church roll, remembering how mom or dad used to serve the Lord. Oh no, Christianity again is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And if Christ is not in us, then we are not a Christian. But if Christ is in us, and we know it, which is the key, then we are a Christian. Now, the difference being, we know without a shadow of doubt that Christ dwells in us. And if we cannot say honestly and truly before God that we know without a shred of evidence that Christ dwells within us, then, my friend, you are not, repeat, not a Christian, and are religious, and you follow traditions of men and believe fables and fairy tales and so on. My friend, if you have Christ in you, then the Christian life will emerge in truth and in holiness as we yield to the Lord's things in our life, not of God. And they will fall away, those things not of God in us will fall away and wither on the vines of our lives, and in due season, in God's season, they will die and fall away from us. Things that the Word of God and God calls sin, bad habits, bad lifestyles, all of those things that would prevent the Word of God to take root in our lives, those things that weaken us, those things that affect our physical and our mental and spiritual health, those things that will prevent us and send us to an early grave and snub the plans that God has for our life. All we have to do is do what John tells us to do in 1 John 1:9. And that is, if we confess. Now, that word confess there means that we agree with God what He is saying about us is true. And God is saying that we all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. But if we confess our sin to God, not to a priest or a pastor or whomever, but if we confess our sins to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Again, 1 John 1:9. And of course, we must believe it in our heart, like our life depends on it. Because you know what, my friend? It does. It is that easy. You know, God did not make salvation difficult. Oh, no, He did not. Paul tells us in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace," that's God-given favor, "are ye saved through faith, and that not of you yourself. It is the gift of God." Ephesians 2:8. Paul continues in 9, "not of works," whether you are doing this or doing that, or what you were doing before you honestly and truly made up your mind to stop all of that foolishness and craziness in your life, "lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Ephesians 2:8-10. Wow. So much to unpack in these verses, 8-10. Maybe the Lord will have us get back to these verses someday, but not today. No. You know, we see the era of the shadows, the fake, not true or real, over substance, the truth, the reality, and the tangible things everywhere today. Well, take heed, my friend. All you have to do is click on your TV, and that's what you see. Another place, though, is an evidence is in these denominations, sadly. If you walk into, you know, their church, they will demand that you do it this or that way, but you got to do it their way. Another church of the same denomination demands the same things, but they have their own different way. Now, the same can be true of the non-denominational churches. Yeah, they have their structure, and they have their belief systems, and they have their rules, and they have their bylaws, and they have their principles. Just ask. But the question is, does Christ have them? Is Christ the focus, or is it the church's agenda and doctrines the center of why they gather together? I know many churches that will not have a pastor if he uses the King James Version of the Bible. And I know churches who demand that their pastors use the King James Version of their Bible. But this is all about shadow. That's all shadow. Where is the substance? Where is Christ? At the same point, we must ask whether there is a church out there actually concerned about the lives, about the spiritual health of their folks, and want a pastor who will be God's vehicle to reveal to them the person of Christ. The person of Christ. More next week on the four warnings from the book of Ephesians. This has been David Stahl, hoping that you have a tremendous week. God bless, and we will talk to you next week. Amen.